We start the daily halakha to discuss the intricate laws of shinui makom de seuda, which Maran talks about in Siman Kuf Ayin Chet. In order to get clarity in these cases, we can only bite off a little at a time to get one halakha at a time and make a conclusion on it, so we know exactly what the halakha is according to the Sfaradim. The issue of shinui makom is an issue that tells us that if a person changes locations during a se'uda, he starts in one place and he goes to a different place, and he continues to eat in the second place, or even if he comes back to the original place, but since he made a change of location, whether he walked out of the building, whether he walked next door, these are all situations of shinui makom. There are a lot of variables: where he went, what he was eating, how many people were eating with him. There are a lot of conditions, and every condition will make a nafkamina in the halakha. So today we just want to discuss something that is accepted by all the poskim, and there is no debate really on it, and it's something that's clear. We're talking about a case where a person is eating in a room, and he starts to eat in one section of the room, and then in the middle of the seudah he wants to move to a different area in the same room. For example, it happens every morning. We make the beracha of the coffee in the back, and we're giving that for yomi. And then we take that same coffee and we bring it to the front and we continue to drink it and we make shaharit over here. It's a shinui makom. We changed our location. The beracha was made in one place and we're making it in a second place. Does that qualify as a shinui makom? And does it matter if I could see the place from when I was making my first beracha? I could see the second location, or does it not make a difference since I'm in the same room? The poskim clearly say, and that's the opinion of Maran, that when a person is in the same room, even if he cannot see from one location to the other in the same room, even if it's a big room, one is able to continue drinking or eating those items, and he does not have to make new berachot. Chaim David Yosef summarizes it in Zilchot Halakha Beruna in Chelek Tet on page Resh Gimal, and I'll quote: "V'mitchil le'echol b'cheder echad, v'le'achar miken nimlach b'rotzel l'shanot et makom achilato b'toch oto acheder." In the middle of eating, he changes mind. So, you know what? I want to go to a different section. B'zavit echad l'zavit acheder. לעניין דין שין מקום בסעודה אינו צריך לעזור ולברך ברכת הנהנים בכל עניין. Does not have to make any ברכות, ורשאי אפילו לכתחילה לעשות כן. And it's permissible even לכתחילה to move from place to place in the same room. ואפילו לא הייתה דעתו מתחול לשלום מקומו, even though he didn't have intention from the beginning to move. In the middle of the meal, he had an intention. Mutar afilu lechetachila, v'afilu im hu ulam gadol biyoter. Even if it's a big room, v'yesh merhak rab bin mekomo arishon lemakom hasheni, yesh lakel baze. For example, if a person goes to a wedding, they have a big hall. So a lot of times he starts eating in one section, and he gets up and he goes, he sees his friends, he goes, sits in a different section, and so on and so forth. Doesn't matter. ואפילו אם מחמד שיש שם ארון או כלי גדול, אין רואה את מקומו הראשון. Even if there's, let's say, a vase, or a beam, or a furniture that's blocking, where you cannot see the other section, or the original section, I should say. נשאי לשנות מקומו, מזווית לזווית באותו חדר. So that is one halakha that at least is very simple. That as long as you're in the same room, you really don't have to worry too much about what you're eating. You don't have to worry about too much about your kavanah, nor do you have to worry about too much about your sights. It's permissible to start in one area of a room and continue eating in another area of a room, and that would be even the chetachim.